Well, imagine this. You're a 24-year-old Finnish woman. You're traveling the globe and you run out of money in Bali. Worse than that, you get your money stolen. So you go and get a job in Coolgardie. You come to Perth and they say, go to Coolgardie. 3 months work behind the bar and you'll be sweet. But it would be a bit of a culture shock. Well, the two lead characters in this very cool doco set at a hotel in Coolgardie find themselves in this position, and to start off with, the local blokes, and they are mostly blokes, well, they're a bit of fun. They're keen, but they're a bit of fun.
Well, let's go hunting.
Have some yabbies.
Or go out, hunt a kangaroo down, or a goat.
Yeah, let's do that.
And show you a bit of outback.
Yeah, let's do that.
Hopefully we come across a snake or
two. There you go. So it's a bit of fun. The blokes are yakking to the girls on their first couple of days. But, you know, it starts to go, well, the mood starts to change a little bit. This is the storyline of a very cool film that you definitely should check out as part of Cinefest Oz. Now, I'll just quickly tell you, if you want to see it, if you're already sold, this Friday at 8 o'clock, it'll be at the Arana Cinemas in Busselton. And then on Saturday at midday, and both those sessions include a Q&A with the director. The director, Pete Gleeson, joins me on the line. G'day, Pete.
Hi, Tim. How's things?
Not bad. It does get a bit darker after that, right?
It's a film that starts off, like you say, as a bit of a light-hearted travelogue, as these Finnish girls head out to this kind of unknown place, this dot on the map, and yeah, they arrive in the middle of the Aussie bush, and there's friendly people with funny accents and unfamiliar beer names and slang they can't understand, and of course, the odd colourful comment about their, you know, just about the fact that they're women in this very male-dominated environment. And, yeah, it starts off and it's a bit funny. And then as the film progresses, they kind of, I guess they struggle to adapt. They don't adapt as they're kind of expected to. And the more they struggle, the harder it kind of gets for them.
It does get a little bit more fraught because as I say, you know, like when you first watch it, it's fun, the hotel owner seems nice, he picks them up, their first couple of days, then it kind of descends into quite a strange situation. And look, I'm not, you know, familiar with the small country towns, but this bar's pretty rough, it's about as rough as it gets. They seem to just sort of delight in sort of heckling them, to be honest with you, as they try and run around the bar and service everyone's needs. Here's a little exchange, here's a bit more of the movie, one of the fellows that talking about the two new barmaids in town.
Without any disrespect to the females, because they work hard, but the race is on to who's going to tag it first and who's going to put their name to it first.
Who's going to tag it first? What a delightful phrase, Pete Gleeson.
Yeah, I guess of itself, I mean, there's a lot of those comments that kind of come out, which, you know, they're a bit offhand, and, you know, if they just... If you heard them out at the pub, you know, they wouldn't be too unfamiliar to a lot of people, although they might be, depending on your experience. But I guess what this film does is it shows that when... because what happens is that becomes their wall-to-wall experience, that it's not... Everybody in the pub, you know, they might say one thing or they might commit one little kind of action, and in of themselves, they're not these terrible actions. But when that becomes these girls' wall-to-wall kind of 24/7 experience, it just becomes quite exhausting in the end. Yeah, and and that's what the film kind of becomes about trying to negotiate that environment where they just don't have control of who's saying what to them and who's expecting what of them.
They try hard. They do go and try and see the local sites. There's not a lot to see in Coolgardie. But the thing that you get is that there's no escape. They're not just like anonymous barmaids you see at a pub. These are regulars at the pub. They're seeing these two young Finnish women every day and vice versa. And you can see how that will get very claustrophobic, especially when the comments and the discussion is constantly about them. And who's the owner of the hotel? Because I've got to tell you, he doesn't come off that well in the film. He looks like a pretty nasty fellow. He just seems to sit there and drink and kind of just bag them.
The hotel's under new management now. This was shot a few years ago. And people of the town either loved him or hated him when he was there. And he was a big larger-than-life kind of character. And a lot of what he says is for effect, for the humour of and the entertainment of the people at the pub. And so, like, to me as a filmmaker, he was great. He was generous. He was is friendly, and you know, I'm a bloke who can kind of exist in that pub environment a lot easier than a female who's behind the bar, who's kind of at the bottom of the food chain, who doesn't kind of have a car or relies on everyone around.
Yeah, who's a woman to start off with, but who's very isolated, for whom English is a second language. And just this sort of barrage of carry-on. And as you say, sometimes it's sort of dressed up as funny. But, I mean, when you're in the spotlight and you're trying to do a job and everyone's having a crack, very interesting snapshot. How did you get the idea? How did you get the access?
Well, I'd been out there before. I'd been out there working many years ago and had just been to the pub and stayed there, eating and drinking for a couple of weeks while I was working in the area. And then I'd revisit from time to time and just noticed that there was this cycle, as there are in many pubs around the country, of backpackers working the bar, and they'll stay for a couple of months and move on. And kind of whenever I popped in, depending upon what stage of the cycle the barmaids were at, they'd have a different impression of the place. Whether if they just arrived, they had these kind of startled, fish out of water looks on their face, and if they were about to leave, they'd either adapted really well and everyone loved them and embraced them, or they were just jack of it and they were ready to get the hell out of Dodge as soon as they could. So I just thought that was interesting, just that cycle of and what adaptation looks like. You know, there's a lot of talk about Aussie culture and about adapting and assimilating to Aussie culture, and it's like, well, what does that look like? So I found that interesting.
It is a very interesting film. If you like your films to be rough, to be real, and to be maybe even a little uncomfortable as an Australian, then definitely go and have a look at this film. It's a doco. It's beautifully shot. It's a really unique snapshot. Sometimes you will think about Wolf Creek. Some of the silences, when some of the things that the men say, and it just sort of strikes the bar dumb. And one man talking about how he'd been with a couple of women and they'd sort of terminated pregnancies, and it just really sort of it's very confronting, but fascinating, and just you just want to keep watching. It's a great film. If you're sold on it, have a crack. You'll like it, I think. On this Friday, the 26th at 8 PM, and there'll be a Q&A. That's with you, Pete.
That's right.
And then on Saturday, the 27th, this Saturday at noon, there's another screening and a Q&A with Pete. That's at the Orana Cinemas in Busselton. Really interesting work. Thanks, Pete, for having you act to us, and I'll catch up with you later in the week. A great little film.
Thanks, Tim. Thanks for having me on.